It's Will Catchell here with Ian Bennett after Nomads under-19's 2-1 victory over Kevin Druid's under-19s in their first game of the Welsh Premier League Development North for the season. Ian, a tough game, but a really good win.
Yeah, it was. It was a tough game for different reasons, really. It was a tough game because of the shape they adopted, the style of play. They sat back. We created enough chances to win 2-3 games of football for those that were here watching, but I think that was the story of our season last year. We weren't quite able to put teams away, and today we got our just rewards. We were more than good enough to win the game comfortably today, and thankfully at the end of the game I'm standing here having a report with a 2-1 victory.
Yeah. Who stood out for you today? I mean, it was a great team effort, but were there any sort of standout performances?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it helps having, you know, the likes of Callum Morris and Jay Owen and Wolfie and Danny Harrison coming down from the first team, but you know, we got 5 16-year-olds in the team today. You know, their first year, Lee Rogers as a fullback, Jack Robinson as a right back, Elliot Evans as a centre half, Eric Green in goal, and you know, James Worthington. So, you know, having the fact that we've got 16-year-old lads who've all played yesterday as well in the squad today, putting in performances, learning from our current first team players, having Danny as an assistant coach with working alongside him for the season can only benefit the young boys. And you know, we've had a really good weekend. We've got another big week in training and another big game next weekend.
Obviously, you've taken charge of the side for this season. What are you expecting out of them for this campaign?
So, you know, it's different every year. It means a lot from outside perspective looking in, everyone expects a lot from Corners Quay. I think that comes from what's happened over the years. You know, the first team are flying at the moment and a lot of expectation comes with every team we have. We're following on from a season where all three of our academy sides have won, or got to the final, sorry, of the National Cup. Our first team's won the Welsh Cup. They're currently top of the Welsh Premier League. Everyone looks at us and goes, you know, Corners Quay will bring a strong side. They'll be decent every single year. As a matter of fact, this year, we're blooding a lot of young lads for next season. So it's a bit of a transition year in terms of that. I mean, we're not fobbing our second years off, not by a long stretch, but we've got some very, very good second years. But our first years, you know, we took on sort of 14 or 15 of our current 16s that were here last year. We've got a very, very young group. It's only going to improve as the season goes. It's one of these leagues that we'll take every game as it comes, and we'll see where we end up at the end of the season. There's no sort of general expectations on winning anything, just to be competitive week in, week out, which is something that I believe in. And then, you know, come the end of the season, hopefully we're having a different chat and we'll see where we are.
And now we move on to a massive derby next week at the Quay 3G when we welcome Flint.
Yeah, you know, Flint Corners Quay's gone on for a lot longer than I've been at the club, but you know, last season we were involved in a semi-final, Flint 16s against Corners Quay 16s at the 3G, and I think there was about 200 to 250 people watching that game. You know, it's a rivalry because of how close the two clubs are. Obviously, lads know each other from various clubs. It's a big game, but then again, every game in this league is a big game for different reasons. That is because it's your neighbours and you always want to do well against them. But you know, we'll assess, we'll prepare properly, we'll go away, work hard this week. The players aren't having the week off, so you know, we'll do things right, and then we'll see where we get up to next week.